be a little better, maybe Jesse. Jesse don't know. But I told Brother Larry coming in, I said, he asked how things had gone. And I said, well, they went pretty good. I said, I think I probably preached too long. And he said, well, they weren't falling out of the windows, were they? I said, no, they weren't falling out. Some of them looked like they wanted to jump out, though. Amen. So, I realized last night, y'all got to understand what I started Sunday night. It began, Brother Larry, out of just trying to find a Thanksgiving little devotion to give to you. And the Lord just kind of has unpacked this thing in my heart. And I sure have enjoyed pondering it, meditating it, studying on this psalm, and it's growing in our hearts. Let's look at it for just a moment. I'll let you remain seated, and we'll read a few verses here. Revelation 4, in verse number 8, the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within. They rest not day and night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. When those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Begun on Sunday night as we were speaking in the fellowship hall, this thought about thanking him that sits on the throne. John the Beloved, in his revelation here, the Lord Jesus Christ, he leaves chapter 2 and 3, a revelation of Christ as he's walking in the midst of his church. That section of this revelation of Christ concludes as chapter number 4 begins. The Bible said John heard the voice of a trumpet speaking to him, saying, come up hither, and I'll show thee things which are to come. John the Beloved immediately is called up in the Spirit, Brother Mo, into this celestial scene, this heavenly scene, this scene of what Jesus called the Father's house. And of all the things that John could have laid his eyes on, he immediately seen the Lord Jesus seated upon the throne of glory. This throne and this one that sat on the throne, indeed it was one. It was not a shared throne. It was the Lord Jesus in all his power, in all his majesty, and all his glory. This one that John sees in this scene that is to come, amen, John said he sat on the throne. And that seems to be the theme of chapter number 4. Chapter number 5, and I would even say tonight throughout the remainder of the book of Revelation, every time we see Jesus, nearly every time he is seen as one that is seated upon the throne. And so Revelation being a book of prophecy, that surely is that time that is to come, but I would remind us tonight he's on the throne tonight. And he's the one that said, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. He's the one that said just right before his ascension into the Father's house, amen, he said, all powers given unto me in heaven and in earth. And so he is Lord and he is King and he is the one that is seated upon the throne. And we rejoice in that tonight, and we'll maybe not say so much about that, maybe a little bit tonight about that, amen, but we'll really get in on it on Sunday night if we pick this back up, amen, but he's seen as one that is seated upon a throne. Now John, as he sees that, he takes in the things that are going on around that throne and gives us a revelation of what we called Sunday night out of verse number 9, three bestowments that are being placed upon the Lord Jesus Christ, this one who sits on the throne. These bestowments, these gifts that are being given to the Lord Jesus include the bestowment that they are giving Christ glory. Amen. John said, and when those beasts give glory, we said just briefly, we're not preaching on it, but glory is praise arising from favorable opinion. And so by the meaning behind them giving him glory, they are expressing, amen, what they think about him. Amen. I'm reminded when we think about the glory of man, the glory of man is as the grass, it fadeth away. It's here for a moment and then it is gone. And we sometimes have favorable opinions about ourselves or about those that are around us, be it right or be it wrong. We, amen, sometimes give glory to ourselves or other men. Amen. But when we get to glory and we come to this scene around the one who's on the throne, amen, the glory of the angels fades in the light of the glory of the one who's on the throne. And the glory of men is something that seems to take a backseat. Amen, doesn't shine so brightly in the glory of the one that, amen, is the Lord God Almighty indeed. Amen, give him glory. They express what he means to them. Amen, this matter of glory, it's an excitement of admiration for the perfection and the majesty and the excellence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, they give him glory, and we ought to give him glory tonight. Amen, for who he is and for his excellence. Not only glory, this is the first bestowment, but verse number 8, amen, says that they give him honor. They give him honor. They bestow upon him honor, simply meaning to reverence, respect, and esteem with great value. I thought about that. They're giving him honor. Literally, they're telling him or expressing to him through the giving of honor, amen, exactly how much he means to them. Amen, this word honor, I thought about it. I give this on last night. I didn't give it Sunday night. But that word honor throughout the scripture, we're told to give honor to whom honor is due. In regard to those who are in authority over us. And I thought about this. The Word of God speaks about the church's responsibility in caring for their pastor and the man of God, that Paul reminds the church that, amen, that pastor that labors in word and in doctrine, he is worthy of double honor. That is, put a value upon that man's ministry in your life. Amen. But when we come to Revelation 4, it is not honor given to a politician, and it's not honor that is given to a pastor. Amen. It is the honor that is given to the one that is more honorable than they all. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Count him to be of greater value than political leaders, and he is. Amen. Count him to be of greater value than men that minister, amen, to your life and to your faith and to your family. Amen. And understand that he is worthy of all the honor we could bestow upon him. Amen. Some of these testimonies had, amen, within them tonight, the giving of honor to the Lord. Amen. Miss Kate said, I ain't had a lot of the things in this world that, amen, men value, that people value, but, amen, I have him. And what she is saying is he, amen, means more to me. He is more valuable to me than the things in this world. Amen. That Sister Debbie testified a moment ago what she was doing. Was giving honor to the Lord Jesus Christ when, amen, she said, as I've grown older, amen, the things that I one time valued, they, Amen. They're not as valuable to me tonight. Amen. What is that? That is giving honor to the Lord in. Amen. Expressing, amen, how much He really means to, amen, our life. Amen. Is anybody want to give Him honor tonight? Amen. And that is one of the bestowments that is being placed upon, amen, the Lord Jesus. I didn't mean to bog down because we're focused in on this third bestowment. And that is that they give Christ glory and honor, and John the Beloved said, and thanks. Amen. This word thanks, it has with it the meaning of grateful language as an act of our worship. Amen. There's a gratitude that is being expressed. Amen. Not just having a grateful heart. Amen. Not just being thankful in spirit, but amen, arising from that, there is, amen, a giving of thanks, an audible thanks, amen, a speaking forth of, amen, the appreciation that they have for the one that sits on the throne. Amen. It's right. It is right to say thank you. Amen. It's right to say thank you. It's right to thank those who, amen, have been good to you or do something for you or, amen, mean something to your life every now and then. Amen. We ought to express our gratitude to one another. It blesses my heart that that has been done here tonight. Amen. Brother Bryson said, I want to thank y'all. I want to thank you for praying. Amen. I want to thank you. And what he was doing was, amen, putting into practice what I was told as a little boy. Amen. If somebody does something for you, they don't owe you nothing. And so be thankful along life's way. Amen. Amen. But if we're going to be thankful to one another, amen, we ought to be most thankful to the one who sits on the throne. Amen. And that is where their thanks is being given. Amen. They're not thanking Moses or Abraham or Isaac or Jacob. It is not King David that is the recipient of their gratitude. Amen. It's not John the Baptist or the Apostle Paul or, amen, the great man of God and sermonizer, the Apostle Peter. Amen. Oh no, there's one greater. There's one that's done more for them. There, amen, is one that, amen, they can't believe would be good to them and have anything to do with them. And they get overwhelmed and they just began to thank the one that sits on the throne. Amen. Grateful language. Grateful language. We ought to say that we're thankful. Buster Seaton said many years ago, amen, I'd rather say thank you and not mean it than mean it and not say it. Amen. Can I say this evening? Amen. Whether you feel like it, whether, amen, you got goosebumps or not, amen, every day of our life, we ought to give thanks to the Lord God of glory. Amen. I'd rather say thank you and not mean it. Amen. Than to mean it and not say it. Amen. Somebody said, well, I've got a thankful heart. That ain't giving thanks. Amen. And I'm not doubting that you're unthankful in your heart. Amen. But if you was really thankful to the measure that He is deserving of, amen, seem like every now and then a thank you would slip out. Amen, seem like it would really seem like every now and then, amen, you couldn't help but stand up, amen, and get over our pride. Amen, get over what people think about us. Amen, quit thinking I'm too young or I'm too old or I'm too bad or I'm too good. Amen, we would rise, amen, to say, I just want Him to know and everybody else to know, And I'm thankful to the one who sits on the throne. Amen, amen. And so all of these bestowments, amen, they are directed to Christ, the one who sits on the throne. Amen, I thought about this. I didn't give y'all this on Sunday night. And I didn't give it to them on last night. I'm telling y'all, Jesse, this thing just, amen, keeps a-growing and a-growing and a-growing. Amen. Now, I did give this last night. Amen. Revelation, that's a strange book to preach on Thanksgiving. Amen. Somebody said, if you're going to preach on Thanksgiving, Pastor, amen, seem like you'd run us to the book of Psalms. And, amen, tell us about something David said. Amen, preach from Psalm 100 or get over there and Psalm. Amen, that Psalm, then we're just thanking Him over and over and over again. Amen, seem like maybe we can go to some of the things the Apostle Paul said. Amen, about ceasing not to give thanks to the Lord night and day. Amen, to thank Him in prayer and to thank Him in every situation that, amen, in all things we would give thanks. And I understand there's some places in the Word of God. And when I think about, amen, the subject of thanks, amen, Revelation would probably not be one of the ones that would come to my mind. But if you'll study Revelation, you'll find, amen, that it is a book of thanksgiving. Amen. You see this crowd, these 24 elders, these beasts, these angels, these, amen, these martyrs that, amen, in time to come are going to come out of great tribulation. Amen. Them 12,000, amen, that are saved out of the 12 tribes of Israel that, amen, stand as the witnesses of Jehovah. Amen. When they are martyred and their blood is slain, they are immediately called in the presence of the Lamb of God. Amen. And they cease not night and day to give Him praise for, amen, saving their soul. Amen. Let me show you this. Revelation 7. In Revelation 7, the Bible said in verse number 10, and cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, about the elders of the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. If you look over in Revelation chapter number 11, Revelation chapter number 11 and in verse number 15, the Bible said, the seventh angel sounded, there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. Amen. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats. Amen. Here's what they done when they heard that announcement. Amen. They fell upon their faces and worshiped God, saying, we give Thee thanks. Hallelujah. We give Thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which art and was and art to come, because Thou hast taken of Thee Thy great power and hast reigned. And so three times John the Beloved said, amen, listen, it began in chapter number 4. He's caught up by the church age, leaves planet earth, and in the spirit he sees what's going on in heaven. And Brother Tim, he said, there's a giving Him thanks. Amen. He then, in chapter number 6, amen, he turns his attention back to earth and the tribulation breaks out. And then he comes to chapter number 7. Amen. And after having seen all that, he looks back into glory. Amen. And an announcement is made that salvation belongeth to the Lord our God. Amen. And they worship the Lord and the Lamb. Amen. Giving Him thanks. Amen. John said, and look back up there. Amen. And they were still thanking him. Amen. Oh, amen. John looks back. Amen. In Revelation 8, 9, and 10, and most of 11. And he's focused in and tells us about, amen, the wrath of the Lamb poured out in the time of great tribulation. And all of a sudden, the Lord lets him look back into glory. Amen. And they're saying, they make another announcement. Amen. The Lord reigneth. The Lord's kingdom is forever and ever in them. Amen. Them elders can't help themselves. And they fall on their face. And John said, I seen them do it again. I seen them crying loud, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God, Almighty. And so, amen, I said on Sunday night, and it bears saying again, amen, that when we get to heaven, I don't claim to know all we're going to do. I understand we've been made kings and priests, and that we're going to reign with him in his, amen, on the earth and in the new creation. Amen. I understand we're going to serve. I understand, amen, that eternity holds a lot of unknown for you and I. Amen. But of all the things we know we're going to do, and of all the things, amen, that we don't even know we're going to do, that we'll be a part of, there is nothing greater we'll do in eternity, amen, than fall on our faces and tell the Lord how thankful we are again. Amen. Somebody said, when I done thanked him, I done thanked him. And you realize you can't praise him enough. You can't thank him enough. Amen. That he is worthy of us. Amen. Giving thanks because he sits on the throne. Amen. Amen. And so I thought about this. Amen. In this text, I'm not even to why they're thanking him yet. Amen. I want to try to give you one more of those tonight if the Lord will help us. Amen. And maybe I won't even get there. Amen. But I thought about the thanks in Revelation 4. Amen. That thanks that we're all going to do one day is the same kind of thanks we ought to be doing right now tonight. Amen. And so I thought about this, Brother Tim. Amen. I see the decision of our thanks. Amen. You understand in this scene that John saw in Revelation 4. Amen. This scene in this text is that of voluntary choice on the part of the redeemed of God. Amen. They ain't nobody holds a gun to their head and a sword to their throat and tell them they better thank him or else. Amen. Oh no, it is voluntary. Amen. They're doing it because they decided to do it. Amen. It is a free choice. Amen. There is no forced strong arm tactics. Amen. There's no guilt shaming and there is no emotional manipulation. Amen. They thanked him because they chose to. Amen. You say, well, why'd they choose to? Amen. Because that's a good choice. Somebody say, man. I think them elders, we said, I'll say something about it in a minute. Amen. I'm running out of time. 8:05's coming real fast. Amen. But I thought about this. Said, amen. Their decision, amen. There's not manipulation involved, but Brother Jack, there is inspiration involved. John said, amen, he saw and heard them four beasts, him, angelic creatures say, amen, they're just flying around the throne and they're saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is and art to come. Amen. And it was out of that, amen, that the elders say, we ain't going to let them do our praising. Amen. We ain't going to let them be the only ones that are thankful. Amen. And they made a decision, amen, to thank the Lord because they were inspired by what they seen others do. And I say tonight, amen, you do yourself well tonight as a child of God. You say, preacher, I'm finding it hard. Make that choice to be thankful. Amen. Get your eyes on somebody else who's thankful. Amen. I'm telling you, every one of these testimonies tonight has been an inspiration in my heart. Amen. It makes me want to say, oh, that's right. I've got something to be thankful for too. And I ain't going to let them be the only ones. Amen. And make a decision to be thankful. Nobody will give the Lord thanks on accident.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm just waiting to feel real good and thankful for I do. You'll probably go rest of the days of your life. Amen. Without making that decision. Amen. But there is a decision that is involved. I thought about this at verse number 9 and verse number 10. And Brother Mike, I see the depths of our thanks. Amen. Notice, and we see it here. We've seen it in chapter number 7. We've seen it in chapter number 11. Amen. And all these mentions where thanks is being given to the Lord. Amen. I want you to notice the Bible speaks of them falling down before Him. Amen. That is upon their knees and upon their face. Amen. I call that the depths of our thanks. Amen. This is not a casual passing or a flippant little thank you. Amen. Oh no, this is much deeper than that. Amen. This ain't a, you know, you just thank you very much. Oh no, friend, this is, amen, something with some depth to it. Amen. Something that, amen, is deep in their heart. Amen. That when it comes out and is expressed, amen, not in casualness. Amen. Not with a coldness. Not, amen, something that is, you know, thank you, but I'm going to go on my merry way. Oh no, friend, there is a depth to this. Amen. Would to God we'd learn to be thankful. Amen. From the depths of our heart. Amen. Oh, there ought to be something to our giving of thanks. Amen. You ever had somebody, amen, write you a thank you letter or thank you note or, amen, sit you down and begin to thank you for something? Amen. You know, you can tell how sincere somebody is when they're doing that. Amen. I've had some folk, I'm sure I'm guilty of this as well. Amen. Sometimes we say it real quick and it's just kind of, and it's not that we're not thankful, they just ain't much depth to it.
Amen.
Amen. The other night, the McCombies were with us again, the veteran missionaries. And, amen, after I got done preaching, amen, I went back the back like I did, and they made their way out. And Sister McCombie, she stood there in the hallway. And, oh boy, amen, she got crying. Brother Jack, tears began to well up in her face. She said, young man, and she had my attention right there when she said, young man. Amen, she said, young man. She said, thank you. Amen. And she began to say, thank you. Thank you for your stand. Thank you for the way you preach it. And thank you for not compromising. And she just kept going on in it. Amen. And I can tell that it wasn't just in passing. It wasn't something that, amen, she was saying to make me feel good. She was thanking me from the depths of her heart. And it touched me. So I come home to my wife. I said, hey man, you won't believe it. And I began to relay similar to what I'm doing tonight. Hey man, she began to overwhelm me because she was so overwhelmed with a thankful heart. Amen. Can I say that's how, hey man, that's how it ought to be when we go thanking the Lord. Amen. We ought to overwhelm Him sometimes. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Tears, amen, coming down our face and out of our heart. Amen. With sincerity that there would be depth to the thanks that we give Him. Amen. Boy, I ain't gonna get to one of them other points. I see the duration of our thanks. Notice in the text, the Bible said that the 24 elders fall down before Him that sat on the throne. And so there's a decision and there is depth. But notice the Bible said, and worship Him that liveth forever and ever. The duration is, Amen. When they began to thank him every time John, amen, he looks back to earth and then back to heaven, amen, they just never seem to stop thanking him. Amen. Somebody said, what are we going to do throughout all eternity? What's heaven going to be? Amen. It's going to be you and I. Amen. Thanking him that lives forever and ever. Amen. Thanking him forever and forever. And so we see the duration. Amen. We see the duration of our thanks. Amen. And so we ought to be thankful people. Amen. We ought to bestow upon Christ thanks. Amen. And so somebody said, well, what ought we to thank him for? And that's really the message out of Revelation 4 we're trying to get to. Amen. We said, maybe I just preach the first one again. Amen. Because I've added to it and I want to give some of this to you. And I want to get you out of here in just a minute. But, amen, why are they thanking him that sits on the throne? Amen. Why should we be so swift and prompt and deep? Amen. And decide to thank him. Amen. Y'all remember, amen, let's, amen, puts it to the test. Amen. Y'all remember, anybody here remember the first reason they're thanking him? I give it to you on Sunday night. Amen. I might embarrass myself. Anybody remember? Amen. Everybody's going back for their notes and you ain't going to find it. So let me give it to you. They're thanking him for the salvation he has provided. Amen. Amen. You say, well, where do you get that? Amen. We see that, amen, when John is caught up into glory, amen, that is the deliverance of the church and the redeemed of the Lord. Amen. From this domain, and they are ushered into the presence of the Lord. How do we know that? Amen. Because John said, when I saw the one that sat on the throne, amen, he said, oh, it was glorious. There's a emerald colored rainbow round about his throne. Amen. It encircled his throne. Amen. He said to look upon him was to, amen, to look upon one as though he was as a jasper or a sardine stone. Amen. And John the beloved said, round about the throne were 24 seats, verse 4. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment. And they had on their heads crowns of gold. Amen. And so we said on Sunday night and say again, amen, that these 24 elders, they are a representation, amen, of the redeemed of God. Amen. May I say tonight, amen, that they are thanking him that sits on the throne. Mr. Ronnie, they're thanking him for the salvation and he has provided. Amen. They're not there because they done good enough to get there. They ain't there because they got water baptized and to merit, amen, some kind of entrance in the presence of God. They are there because the one on the throne, amen, bought and paid for their salvation. Amen. They are the ones that sing the new song in the next chapter. Amen. Sing, thou art worthy. And take the book and open the seals thereof. Amen. Listen to their song, for thou wast slain. Amen. They have a comprehension. Amen. In fact, more than a comprehension. Amen. It sounds like to me they've got a personal experience with Calvary. Amen. Thou wast slain. Amen. They realize they're there. Oh, the Lamb of God laid down his life. Amen. And shed his blood for, amen, their sin. How do you know that, preacher? I'm about to get carried away. I don't know if it's getting big down there as it is up here. Amen. But I want to thank him tonight for the salvation he has provided. Amen. Ain't you glad he went to Calvary? Ain't you glad he was slain? Amen. And then they sang this, amen, this line of that new song John said, and has redeemed us to God,
by thy blood. Amen. In other words, not only was you slain, amen, but you came by our way. Amen. And you sought us out and you redeemed us to God. Amen. And it wasn't in the water and it wasn't in the wafer and it wasn't in the works. Amen. But it was in the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary. Amen. And that inspires within them, amen, an attitude of gratitude. And they thank the Lord for the salvation He provided. Amen. Oh, I got to give you this. It'll be worth, amen. I know what time it is, and y'all know how all that works. I'm sorry, but amen. I got to give this to you in this salvation He has provided. Brother Maurice, I want to say they're thanking Him because, oh, you got to get a hold of this. He saved them from a past. Notice what that new song is, Revelation 5 in verse number 8, and has redeemed us to God by thy blood. And I want you to note the next two words, out of. Amen. You redeemed us to God by thy blood. Out of. He said you redeemed us out of every kindred. Amen. Out of. Amen. And tongue and people and nation. You know what they're testifying about? Amen. He saved us out of something. Amen. We was identified with this and with that. Amen. And for you and I, it was a bunch of, amen. For some of you grew up and was saved. Amen. In East Tennessee. Amen. He found you just an old hillbilly. Amen. And He rescued you out of your past. Amen. He saved you out. Ain't you glad? Amen. That He brought you out of. That's what David said in the Old Testament. Amen. He brought me out of a horrible pit. Amen. I'm glad I've been brought out of. Amen. Out of a sin and out of a past. And out of a terrible condition. Amen. I'm glad the salvation He provided. Amen. I'm thanking Him tonight. I thank Him every day. Because in that salvation there is, amen, a redemption from the past. You ain't what you used to be. Not cause you changed directions. Amen. Not cause you decided to do better. Amen. But because Jesus came. Amen. And when He saved you, He saved you from the past. Your old buddies may remember what you used to be. And the devil may try to remind you about what you used to be. And some days you may go pondering about what you used to be. And can I remind you in salvation's plan and in salvation's experience, amen, our sins have been removed as far as the east is from the west. Amen, they've been thrown behind His back. Amen, He says, hey, we'll remember thy sins and iniquities against thee no more. Amen, there's one text in the Word of God, amen, that said that He threw our sins, amen, in the depths of the sea. One old colored preacher said he throwed up a no fishing sign right there where he threw them in. Somebody help me preach. Amen. The devil can't fish them out. You can't fish them out. Amen. Your past is your past. Amen. And there ain't a one of us tonight. And my friend claims salvation and can't say with our hands in the air and our voice directed to Him, Lord, thank you for saving me from my past. By the way, if He threw them in the depths of the sea in the new heaven and the new earth, the Bible said there ain't no sea there. Amen. They ain't even the remembrance. Say, amen, in our mind, there's no way. Amen. You or anybody else can try to drag all that back out. Amen. I'm glad He saved me from the past. Amen. I thought about this. He not only saved them from the past,
but he saved them to a place. Amen. They formed 20 seats. John said, amen, when I first looked around, the whole center sphere of glory, amen, was the throne and the one that sat on the throne. Amen. And then he said, I seen 24 seats. Amen. Just round about that throne. Amen. And then he kept looking and all of a sudden, amen, they was an elder sitting in every one of them seats. Amen. Nobody, my friend, was left out. Amen. Nobody, my friend, was excluded. Amen. Nobody had to stand around. Amen. Nobody that had been redeemed was without a place. Amen. I'm glad Jesus said, I go and prepare a place for you. Amen. Oh, I got on it Sunday night. I can't get on it again, but I can't help myself. Amen. He ain't building your mansion. Amen. He ain't hanging a door on your mansion. He ain't got no carpenter's belt with a hammer and a DeWalt drill. That ain't what he went to go and prepare for you and I. Amen. Brother Mike told me Sunday night, he said, preacher, Jesus said 2,000 years ago in my Father's house are many mansions, and mansions already there. Amen. The place ain't your mansion. The place is your seat round His throne. Amen. I'm glad amen, in salvation's plan. Amen. And when He saved me to a place. Amen. Heaven's gonna be my home forever. Amen. In the presence of the Lamb. Amen. The one I'm positioned in spiritually tonight. Amen. Oh, I gotta stop. I gotta quit, Brother Mark. But, amen, think about it now. Think about it now. Paul said, we are seated right now in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. When He saved me, He put me in Him and Him in me. I can't lose what I got because He saved me to a place. Amen. This crowd thinks you can lose your salvation. Amen. You've lost your mind, friend. Amen. Anybody truly ever been born again? Amen. Oh, we're not of them that draw back unto perdition. Amen. I'm glad I got saved to a place. Amen. Christ in me is the hope of glory. Amen. Couldn't lose it if I tried. Amen. Couldn't lose it if the devil tried to knock it out of me. I'm glad tonight I'm saved to a place. Saved from a past, saved to a place, saved for a purpose. Amen. In that new song they sang, amen, they said, you made us, you took us out of what we used to be. Amen, a bunch of heathens, a bunch of pagans, a bunch of God haters. What you did, you made us kings and you made us priests unto our God. Amen. In other words, you put a purpose in our life. Amen. I didn't know what my purpose was in life. Amen. Till the Lord saved me and began to work in my life and reveal what He had given me life and given me breath and saved me to be. Amen. I'm His workmanship created in Christ Jesus. Amen. For the purpose of good works, that, amen, is the purpose that Christ saved me to. I thank Him tonight I'm not purposeless. Thank Him tonight. Amen. And that, amen, there's days I gotta try to figure this out and that out and that. I understand the frustration that that can be. Amen. But I promise you, if you're saved tonight, amen, He has saved you to a purpose. Amen. He has a reason He saved you. Amen. He wants glory out of your life. He wants good works to flow through you. He wants His life to be seen in you that others will see that and want what He put in your life. Saved us to a purpose. Amen. Boy, I'm enjoying this. Can I say, I think they're thanking Him in Revelation 4 because He saved them from a punishment. Amen. Amen. Now we know what's getting ready to happen in chapter 6 and on. Great tribulation, the wrath of the Lamb is coming.
Amen. But this 24 elder crowd, amen, they have not been appointed unto wrath, but to attain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I tell you, one of the reasons I think they're thanking Him, amen, they understand they've been delivered from a world, amen, that is under the condemnation of God. At the wrath of the Lamb is breathing down their throat. The wrath of the Lamb is coming. Amen. The Lord is going to judge this world for, amen, what Paul said, ungodly sinners for their ungodly deeds. Said, amen, but right before the hammer falls, amen, right before the wrath of the Lamb is poured out, amen, right before the first seal is busted open, amen, there is a deliverance, amen, there is a salvation, amen, whereby the redeemed of God are set free from this realm. And we finally find what the seed of Abraham has been longing for. A city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Oh, I'm about to feel like shouting tonight. Ain't you glad? Ain't you thankful tonight? Amen. When it all gets unleashed on this world, amen, we'll be safe and secure around the throne of God. You ought to thank God. Some of y'all ought to lose your dignity. Amen. On the way home tonight and just squall all the way and say, dear God, I'm glad I ain't going to be here. I'm glad I'm going to be saved from all that. Amen. Amen. Saved from a past and to a place and for a purpose. From a punishment. I gotta quit. If I don't, I'm gonna go all night. Y'all will be here Thursday. Amen. We'll be here till Thursday. Amen. Say, boy, you excited. I have been itching to get to church tonight and preach to you. Amen. All day long I kept doing that right there. Amen. It's like time just stood still all day long. It's like, come on now. I gotta go preach. It's gotta get to 7 o'clock. Amen. Thanking Him who sits on the throne. Amen. 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 Thank Him, church. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him all this week and every day of your life. Realize He's worthy. Just for the mere fact of the salvation He has provided, you've got enough to thank Him forever and ever just on that. Amen. 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 Well, I wanted to get to the examination He's passed. Amen. That ain't going to work tonight, but we'll get on it Sunday night if the Lord will help us. Amen. Them four beasts, they just fly around. Amen. They just fly around what they're doing. Amen. The Bible said, I got to give you this, they're full of eyes within. Got six wings. All they do is run that throne. Four of them. Just never stop. John said, night and day. What are they doing, preacher? They're looking at the Lamb of God in every angle. Every way that you can take Christ into view. And they're just examining Him. And they're taking it in. And they say, yep, He's still holy, holy, holy from that angle. And they fly around again. Another says, yep, He's still the Lord God Almighty. And they just keep doing that so long. They say, well, this is the one which was and is and, amen, ever shall be. Amen, is to come. Amen. I'm not even going to give it out, but He is passing with flying colors. Every time men or angels take Him into view, amen. He passes every examination. Amen. You think about what He's done in your life, who He's been in your life. Say, who's He been? He's been holy, holy, holy. He's been Lord God Almighty. He's been the one that was and is to come. Amen. He has proven that in your life as a child of God. And I'll preach all that out. Amen. And you think you ain't got nothing to thank Him for. You show up Sunday night and I'll show you what you got to be thankful for. Amen.